record anyway.
Yeah, no problem.
So here I am. I'm interviewing Dr. Ruthie, Ms. Sexpert, or I should say Dr. Sexpert. Okay, so Dr. Ruthie has been here in D.C. for a year and a half.
Year and a half, yep.
Got her PhD over at the University of Georgia.
Yep.
So how do you like D.C., first of all?
I love it. This is a phenomenal city, and I actually wasn't sure where we'd end up because my spouse and I did an international job hunt, you know, as we were wrapping up our PhDs, and he got the first best offer, and I am an online university instructor, so I could move anywhere. And I knew that I wanted to start my private practice. This is going to record me burping because I'm so laughing. There we go. That's classy. You can cut that one out of the interview.
Don't worry. I do it too.
So I knew that I wanted to start a practice, so I needed a large city with a good kind of range of people living there.
Right.
And so I felt that this would be a good bet. So we moved up here, but I hadn't been here since my sixth grade class trip.
Really? A lot has changed.
Yes. Well,
including
construction. Yeah, so. Exactly. And I mean, all we did was, you know, go to the monuments and memorials and stuff in sixth grade.
I gotta tell you, I've lived here my entire life.
Yeah.
And I still am a tourist.
Oh, yeah.
Down at the Smithsonian. Amazing. Or the International Spy Museum.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been to that one yet.
You should go. It's fun.
I went to some concerts on the basement of the Library of Congress.
Yes.
Loved that. Tried to go to the rallies. It took me 3 hours to get there, so I caught the last 15 minutes, unfortunately. A little frustrating, but it was worth it. It was worth it for the people watching. But I love the city. It's just amazing people, and it wasn't on our list of goal cities because we just hadn't been here in a long time. But I don't think we could have ended up in a better place. It's just a wonderful place to be.
So. DC is a prime location,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
especially with the gay and lesbian population as well.
Definitely. There's a wide range of people. You know, I do workshops down in Northern Virginia every month. I'm in Old Town Alexandria, and I get, like, a very kind of conservative, traditional group down there, you know, and I do presentations through Dark Odyssey events and get, like, your wild and crazy group there, you know, so
there's a
little bit of everybody, definitely.
Yeah, so, big question, how did you actually get into all of this?
Yeah.
What was your trigger?
My trigger. You know, it's been kind of a series of steps that kept directing me this way. In my master's degree, I studied to be a therapist, so I took family therapy and social work. It was kind of a double combo program. And I had a lot of interest in working in domestic violence, and also, which I had already done some outreach work for and some special training and things before my master's. But I was also really interested in working with sexual health and well-being because a lot of people would come in with problems in that area and there just weren't any resources for it.
Right.
And, you know, my mom's in the medical field, my dad's in the legal field. So, you know, from my mom's side, it's very, you know, people are people and parts are parts and sometimes our bodies are weird and we need help and sometimes they're not, you know, and it changes all the time. So that wasn't an uncomfortable topic for me, having a parent from that particular background. And then, you know, from my dad's background on the legal side, you know, facts are facts, and you just have to present them in a way that lets people understand what they are.
Exactly.
So that made me comfortable with the topic, and, you know, my folks don't have a particular interest that I'm aware of in doing this sort of thing like I do professionally. You know, I don't know what they do in their personal life, but, you know, they don't have an office full of demo items like I do or anything like that. But they've been really supportive about it. They're like, hey, you know, you go your own route. Well, so studying to be a therapist, you're required to take a small number of course hours in sexuality, but not very many, really at all. So as I got more training, more of the clients were sent to me because there weren't very many people who really were comfortable talking about it in my program. And so, you know, it kind of continued in that way. I also started working with people who had been in a violent relationship in the past. That relationship was done, and now they want to move forward and really reclaim their sexuality, but they were having difficulty with that because some of the past things were, you know, triggering them and causing issues.
Right, they were having trouble getting over the hurdles.
Right, exactly. So that kind of brought the domestic violence and the sexuality together for me. So then I kind of continued getting training in both those areas, then you get more clients, more training, more clients. So by the time I moved on to my PhD, which was child and family development, but I did a specialization in family therapy, so I was practicing as a student therapist then, people knew that was my background, and so it just kind of continued, and I got to be supervised by some amazing people in the field and take a lot of extra professional training. And, you know, for me, this is just an essential part of body language between people. You know, what are you saying?